Okay. Happy Monday. Yep. Happy Monday, and now you can see me. Thanks, Suzanne. You get it before I get it. Hey, hi, everybody. Okay. So today I'm going to do something a little different. Not really. I'm going to do all chakra tapping today. And these are the seven primary chakras from the perineum or the base of the spine, at the bottom of the pelvis, all the way up to the top of the head. Each chakra is energized by a plexus of nerves, and of course, all nerves come off the autonomic nervous system. So it still directly relates to Tongren principles of opening up nerve pathways in the autonomic nervous system. And also, each chakra or energy centers are also known as expresses a hormone and thus related to a particular endocrine gland in each chakra. So it's pretty interesting. Everything will be treated, and we're just going to do that today. All right, so lighten up on Monday, right? Something different. Okay. So I'll get settled here. I'm glad you could make it. And anybody on Facebook, your requests will be treated in the Actually, let me move my screen. Your requests will be treated in the collective because I'm unable to go back and forth to the Facebook window from the Tongren Station window. You can join us at Tongren Station at www.tongrenstation.com if you would like to be here with us. And also welcome to the one viewer and any other viewers who come. So as always, we come into the moment, center ourselves through focusing your attention on your breath. Nice and easy inhales, and nice easy exhales out the nose or the mouth. I suggest strongly you inhale through the nose if that's possible. The nose is the first line of defense for the immune system. If we inhale through the mouth, we're bypassing the nose, and any toxins in the air go directly into the lungs. The nose is a filter because of its cilia, even though there's antibacterial properties in the mouth. If you can breathe and inhale through the nose, that's just much, much better for your system. And when we focus on the breath, we are no longer concerned with the future, which doesn't exist, or the past, which it doesn't exist. We're just here right now. So on Mondays, we're not so busy, so I will tap for everything posted because I see a few people posted that are not present or I can't see them on the chat roll, which happens. And at the top of my list, Believe 15 is requesting weight loss cravings, bone, and balancing the hormones. All right, so right off the bat, balancing hormones at the crown chakra, top of the head, here we connect with the pituitary gland and the pituitary plexus of nerves in the brain. And of course, being the pituitary gland is a master gland. It drives all the endocrine glands through all the primary chakras, balancing all related hormones. therefore, emotions. Weight loss and cravings, we would go to the throat chakra, thyroid plexus of nerves, and the thyroid gland is the ruling endocrine gland of the throat chakra, and this balances anything metabolic. And the earth element related to the throat chakra is sound. Our speaking, our singing, our projecting energy outward. Inflammation in the chakra system, we go down to the heart, fourth chakra. Here we connect with the thymus gland and the thymus gland plexus nerves, an immunoglobulin A protein marker for releasing inflammation. And then for bone health, we go down to the root chakra. First energy center, element earth. Here we connect with the inferior mesenteric nerve plexus. And again, the root chakra, first energy center, connects with bones for bone health. And there we go for Belief 15's first request. And again, if you've come in late, I'm doing all chakra tapping today. I started training in chakras many decades ago. I'm a believer. And every chakra, again, is energized by a nerve plexus coming off the autonomic nervous system. So it relates directly to the Tang Ren theory of healing through opening up nerve pathways. So Belief 15, second request, water on the brain. So let's go up to, we'll do the crown chakra, the seventh energy center, top of the head. The sixth chakra, pineal gland, and the center and the back of the brain, also known as the third eye, for all brain issues. The third eye connects with the earth element of light and also the higher frequencies for brain health. And then all fluids get balanced in the second chakra, second energy center, element water. Here we connect with the superior mesenteric plexus of nerves, and this is our chakra that drives all the fluids in the body, whether it's an excess or deficiency, whether it's water on the brain, lymphatic circulation, any fluids, fluid balancing at the second chakra, second energy center for Willie. So we treated the brain, and we also treated the fluids in the brain and down the chakras, balancing. All right, moving on, and there's Dolly. So let's see. So for I'm going to start at the top. Insomnia, we would go to the sixth chakra, sixth energy center, pineal gland, balancing circadian rhythm for sleep. Weight balancing at the throat chakra, thyroid gland, thyroid plexus of nerves, everything metabolism here, everything metabolic at the throat chakra. Throat chakra is also what we would tap for any neck issues or shoulder issues. For the arms, we go down to the heart chakra, the fourth energy center, anything in the arms and in the hands. muscles, we go to the second chakra just above the navel, our solar plexus area, endocrine gland here is adrenals, hormonal expression, cortisol, and the third chakra deals with muscles. And for anything in the legs and in the feet, anything, root chakra from the hips on down. So those are the chakras that are a bit off kilter in your request, Dolly. And blood pressure we covered at the throat chakra for the neck and also the heart chakra, fourth energy center. And there you go. All right. Moving on, Karen. So again, all chakra work today. So anything in the neck, we go to the fifth chakra, throat chakra, thyroid plexus of nerves. Open up the neck for the cervical dystonia. This will also open up C1 down for the straight spine signal. And for bowels and bowel function, we're going to go to the superior mesenteric plexus of nerves at the second chakra, just below the navel, and also the inferior plexus of nerves at the root chakra, base of the spine. All chakras today. And at the second chakra, that will balance the fluids. We want to make sure we have proper fluids through the bowel system. And then grounding to the earth. Very good. All right, moving on. Casey, so for eyes, anything eyes, the eyes in the chakra system are energized at the third eye, which is the sixth chakra, pineal gland. Any eye issue in the chakra system, sixth chakra. Whether it's cataract, floater, dry eyes, vision, glaucoma, sixth chakra, pineal gland, and pineal plexus. And for the breasts, we go to the heart chakra, middle of the chest. The earth element here is air, so we're oxygenating the cells. We're tapping on the breast area, which also relates to the heart chakra and the thymus plexus of nerves. And this chakra is the chakra for cell regeneration. And then for the liver, we go down to the solar chakra, just above the navel. And the celiac plexus of nerves that feeds the liver. Different when we're just using chakras. And there you go, Casey and your wife. Great. Okay, blue sky. So, happy hormones is the crown chakra, master gland, pituitary gland, top of the head. Balances all the endocrine glands and all hormonal expressions that drive the emotions all the way down to the root chakra. Here, too, we connect with parts of the brain, primarily cerebral cortex for brain circulation and brain function. Regular bowel function, just as we finished doing before, it's the second and the first chakra, second chakra being Svadhisthana in Sanskrit, superior mesenteric plexus of nerves for the large bowel and small bowel, inferior plexus of nerves for the rectum, colon, rectum. Second chakra also balances the fluids. And then for your mom, we go back up to the sixth chakra for the eyes, back of the head. And cell regeneration happens at the heart chakra. Thymus gland, plexus of nerves. I know this might be strange for some of you. Chakras work as well. And also here, right at the heart chakra, this earth element ruled heat that rules the chakra is air. So the lungs are treated for your dad. There we go. Blue sky, you're all set. Sky. Hang on 1 second. Where are we at here? Allison's next. I see a question. I think it's relevant. Belief 15. Yes, there's colors associated with the chakras. The root chakra is red. The second chakra below the navel is orange. The solar chakra, solar plexus is yellow. The heart chakra is green. The throat chakra is actually a more of a sky blue. The pineal gland chakra, the sixth chakra, is indigo. And the crown chakra is violet. Eyes closed and flooded with red light. It kind of depends on what you were thinking about. But red is the color associated with the root chakra. Doesn't always mean that's what was coming up in your eyes, but perhaps it was. Have to ask you some more questions. All right. So continuing on, Allison, here we go. So you're making headway, opening the root, heart, and throat. So let's just tap on the root chakra. Again, this is the first energy center, element of earth. Here we connect with the reproductive glands. Also connects with all the bones in the body, inferior mesenteric plexus of nerves, root chakra, correlates with the vibration of the color red. And here we're connecting with the large bowel as well as the bones. And Allison, I'm going to continue on up to the heart chakra, fourth energy center, middle of the chest. This is actually the chakra too. For the expression of cortisol or oxytocin, the love hormone. And here we connect with also the lungs, the heart, the pericardium, the breasts, thymus gland. Also the immunes, autoimmunes, and lymphatics. And now throat, fifth energy center, right at the throat, earth element sound, color, sky bluish, endocrine gland here is thyroid, hormonal expression is thyroxine, we deal with everything metabolism, it connects with the tissues and the shoulders and also hearing. And there you go, Allison and Coco. All right, so for Bo, hi Gino. So we're talking about, let's do healthy cell regeneration, chakra style, and that's at the middle of the chest, heart chakra, thymus gland for cell regeneration, healthy cell regeneration. And also here we connect with the ribs or the lungs. Well, actually both. So that's covered. So for any side effects of medications, we would go down to the solar chakra just above the navel. Solar chakra is a third energy center. Vibrates with the color yellow. And there you go, Gino. And just by requesting, anything that you are seeking to heal will be addressed by the chi. Good. Okay, Suzanne, let's see. I'm going to start at the top for anything eye related. Sixth chakra, Ajna chakra, pineal gland. It's actually in the back of the head, not in the forehead, but the back of the head at the level of the forehead or brow, so to speak. For the eyes, anything eye related, when we deal with the mouth at the throat chakra. And again, here the color is sky blue. And we also treat the thyroid at the throat chakra. And this chakra will also work to open up the jaw, the neck, and the shoulders, as well as the upper back. And we'll just tap down the spine. Autoimmunes, we would treat at the heart chakra, fourth energy center, middle of the chest. And there you go, Suzanne. Tongren chakra style. Great. Okay. I guess there's a book called Tongren Chakra Healing in the bookshop. I may have the title wrong. I learned from other teachers. It's all good. It's intention of healing. So, Christine, here we go. That's funny, Gino. You don't even show up on my chat roll. I didn't know you were actually here. It's the strangest phenomenon. All right. Hey, Christina. Or Christine. Yep. Full body homeostasis is the crown chakra, top of the head. Color violet is the vibrational frequency. This is also the chakra for pain relief, feelings, and then the sixth chakra for beliefs and releasing past beliefs. I should say conscious or unconscious agreements you no longer serve you. Loosen them up. Let them go. And for the immunes, we go to the fourth energy center, middle of the chest, thyroid plexus of nerves, heart chakra. And there you go, Christine. And down, liver 3, kidney 1. The reason why I care so much about the energy centers is our bodies reflect the energy our body connects to. And so our body is energy before it comes into the physical manifestation of our physical form. So in my work, I believe we need to look at a step above the physical form to stop that or work on that before it manifests in the physical body. which I believe is similar to using the meridians. It's just two different things, treating the same. It's healing. All right, thanks, Christine. All right, John. So let's see what we can do here. I'm just going to balance out and tap on all seven primary chakras for your whole group. How's that? Crown chakra balance out the entire endocrine system. So here, we can connect with the kidneys, the prostate, the heart, the immunes, the lungs, opening up the spine. Throat chakra, we connect with metabolism in the thyroid plexus of nerves. Actually, let's go back up. Crown chakra for all the thoughts, endocrine balancing, full body homeostasis. Seventh energy center, sixth energy center, third eye, pineal gland. For anything involving the eyes, the emotions, this is also good for brain focus. Thyroid is the fifth chakra, right in front of the throat. We're tapping on the thyroid for thyroxine, for bone health. And we go down to the middle of the chest for the heart, which treats the lungs, the hearts, the breast, the immunes, lymphatics. Also here, the release of oxytocin, the love hormone. So that also supports emotional strength and any inflammation. And we go down to the solar chakra. Here we start entering in for the kidneys, and we'll move down for the prostate and the bladder, which is the second and the first chakra, second and first energy center. And also for anything in the legs, the feet, root chakra, including the neck, including the knees, and this is the chakra 2, the root chakra for bone health, bone strength. So full chakra balancing will cover all John K's requests for all. And for all of us, too. Great. So anybody coming in late, we're doing all chakras. All right. Hey, Carol K, blood pressure, circulation. We're going to go to the throat chakra, fifth energy center, and also fourth energy center, the heart. Good digestion. We go down to the celiac plexus of nerves at the third energy center, Manipura chakra, solar plexus. Includes all the digestive organs, digestive enzymes, or pancreatic enzymes of the second chakra. Feet, root chakra. Angie, we're going to go back up for the eyes at the sixth chakra, Ajna chakra, back of the head. We connect with there. MCS would be the throat chakra, metabolism, fifth energy center. And that would also be where we would tap to metabolize out the excess of the lipoma. And then we'll go down to treat the ribs at the heart chakra. And again, the heart chakra has a vibrational frequency that of green energy. And there we go. Thanks, Carol. All right, so let's see. Where are we here? Believe says, yes, they are. So, yeah, okay, we answered that one. You can also email with other chakra questions. You bet, Karen. Thanks, Dolly and Gino. Aw. Thanks, Jean. Yes, Christine says she did the Blessing of the Energy Centers meditation. Yep. Isn't that fascinating? I love that, those meditations. Balancing the chakras balances all body systems. That's why we can connect with all body systems at the crown chakra, pituitary gland, master gland, and the benefits cascade down, which you hear me say over and over. Well, there we go. Lighten up your Monday. Thanks, everybody, and I'll see you next online on Sunday. So everybody take care. Please consider daily meditation that will enhance your